restoring your heroes. Real biblical manhood in a counterfeit world. HeroStuffBro.com. Look, I got a whole lot to say in a little bit of time. I need you to keep your ears peeled and your eyes open. Can you do that for me? I believe that you can. Today, we're talking about men without chest and the curse of the female superhero. Oh, yeah. Men without chest and the curse of the female superhero. C.S. Lewis writes in The Abolition of Men, of man. We make men without chests, and we expect from them virtue and enterprise. We laugh at honor and are shocked to find traitors in our midst. See, the scripture talks about, it describes in Genesis. If you look at the creation account, right, you got the creation account, but in chapter 3, the fall of man, right, the original sin, the reason why we're all sinners, right? I don't want to go theological on you, but sometimes you got to hit that. Look, it wasn't until, you know what? Let me say it like this. We didn't fall until Adam listened to his wife. Satan went to Eve to switch the created order, to switch and create chaos. Satan went to Eve to flip things on their head, right? Satan went to Eve to say, you will be like God. You will be like God. You will be in control. You will be able to teach. You will be able to usurp authority. You will be able to be like a God, be like God and knowing what's good and evil. You will be able to do all that. And Adam was there with her. Satan flipped the script, right? And he caused, because of that, Adam was submitting to Eve instead of Eve submitting to Adam, since Adam was called first. But I'm gonna get all that in a little bit, but I want you to listen to this clip I got from the Virtue Signal with my friend Alfonso Rachel and his partner Bill Whittle, co-host together, not partner in sexual, that's gay, no, but they co-host together. I want you to listen to this. This is from the Virtue Signal about honor. I want you to listen to what they say, and we'll talk more about it. Here we go.
Combat missions. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about this idea that now every single time a new video game comes out and it's the quest of the warrior, it's always a woman. Always. It's a woman carrying a sword that weighs more than she does and knocking down a 700-pound ogre, you know, with a flying dropkick. And I look at this and I say to myself, I can kind of understand why this could be wish fulfillment for a certain kind of woman, but what I can't understand, honestly cannot understand, is why so many males today not only don't have a problem with this, but just seem actually kind of relieved, you know? And this idea of honor, this idea of honor that is driving male courage, driving male action, driving male decision-making, all of this stuff is something that I see in the pop culture. I see these left-wing feminists and soy boys reaching for this thing, you know? Really reaching for it. And I'm the one to use that term stolen valor when you try to do things like, you say, oh, here's this black woman who's the star of the new Discovery, Star Trek Discovery series. And it turns out that she's Mr. Spock's half-sister who's been living with him the whole time and nobody bothered to mention it. That's stolen valor. They're trying to get all of the valor, all of the prestige of Spock or Indiana Jones or the Ghostbusters or whatever. They're trying to wear it like a cloak. And all of this stuff bothers me, and all of this stuff is bad for us. But the thing that I find most alarming is when I read the comment sections of things like this, none of the males seem to be bothered by this at all. And when males are willing to abdicate the role of warrior and just kind of say, no, you going out there, you got the women's armor on and you got a sword that, you know, weighs more than you do and you couldn't lift anyway, but no, you going out there and do the fighting, It scares the... scares the... it scares the saliva out of me.
So do you hear the major problem? The major problem is that not only are... Because of the fall, we... It says in Rome in chapter 3 of Genesis, and I want to read this to you so you don't think I'm tripping, but because of the fall, God said, because you listen to your wife, you have to toil and work hard and things like that. But Eve's curse is because that you let the serpent, you were deceived by the serpent and you did what I told you not to do. Because of that, you will desire your husband. And it's not a desire as in you'll want to be part of, you want to be with your husband and you desire. No, is you will want to usurp the authority of your husband. You will want to you will want to be the head because of the fall, because your desires will be for your husband's position, where he is in the household, where he is. And you'll see all that in the feminist movement, right? You see all that in the feminist movement. You see all that in the female, so I said the curse of the female superhero. And I'm gonna read this to you, right? It says in verse 16 of chapter 3, it says, to the woman, he said, or God said, I will surely multiply your pains in childbearing. In pain, you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be contrary to your husband, but he shall rule over you. The curse was your desire shall be contrary. There'll be contention between you and your husband, right? There'll be friction between you and your husband, and he will rule over you. What he means by that is he will be a tyrant over you. He'll have the tendency to lean towards being tyrannical over you, over the woman. And that's what we see. That's what we see in the world. We see the female superhero, right? The Black Widows, the Gamoras, if you can't tell, I'm a comic book nerd. The Gamoras, the She-Hawks, Atomic Blonde, the whatever new thing I heard. Now I hear they got a new James Bond is going to be a woman, and all these things, right? You hear about all these things, and these women, 150 pounds, taking over 300 pound henchmen and kicking them through walls, and all these things, right? And that's all fantasy. We know that can't exist. I'm a martial arts instructor. I've been teaching martial arts since I was 19. I'm 38 years old, right? A woman, no matter how much she trains, cannot beat a guy of the same training. Not in a full-fledged fight. You may be able to point spar him. You might be able to play little games with him, be a little faster. Full-fledged fight, the woman will lose, period. Facts. No cap. So, what I'm saying is, because of this, the tyrannical is not only being abusive and putting your thumb on them and things like that, but it's allowing your woman to be the head. That's tyrannical too. Allowing them to be the head, allowing them to go into battle, allowing them to fight your own battles, and we sit back and be passive and watch. Right? And watch what happens. That's tyrannical. That's tyrannical also. And we see that. That's the curse. That's the curse. So we see the fact that we as men, we sit back. It's easy for us to sit back in the cut and let our wives take the burden of things. Let our wives take the burden of things, or not protect our children and not protect our families. It's easy to let our wives, just if they're homeschool family, let our wives handle all the curriculum. Why do we need to step in and she got it? I might work all day. No, you are the head of the house. You are the head of the house. And because of the curse, she will take it on, right? She'll take it on and take it on and keep on taking it on and keep on taking it on because of this reason and this reason only. When there is a vacuum, when there's no masculinity, femininity tries to fill it in. And when femininity tries to fill in the masculine role acts more feminine, and it becomes a feedback loop. And you'll hear, if you listen, like I said, listen to that Virtue Signal by Bill Whittle and Alfonso Rachel. That's a feedback loop. The more effeminate men become, the more masculine women become, and it keeps on feeding onto itself. It's a death loop, right? It's a death loop. So because of that, we get men without chest. Because of that, we get men without chest, and we get men without backbones and things like that. And we get women being overbearing and super and masculine and super demeaning and acting like a feminist, right? We get that because we have this thing where, because men are not stepping up like we're supposed to, women have to step into the gap. Women have to step into the gap, or they choose to step into the gap. So because you have effeminate pastors, you have the Beth Moores of the world stepping into pulpits, or their wives being co-pastors, or whatever. Even the Bible doesn't say that, right? Because you have effeminate men just don't want to get their wives, make their wives mad. You don't want to make their wives mad, so please don't be mad at me. I don't want to sleep on the couch. All that other stuff. So you just do what your wife say do. Right? Even though you are the head in the books, really does stop with you according to the scriptures. Because we didn't fall because Eve ate the fruit. If you read the scriptures, nothing happened when Eve ate the fruit. Nothing happened. It wasn't until Adam ate the fruit that the eyes were opened and things changed. Why? Because God gave the command to Adam. Adam was the head. Adam was, the covenant was with Adam. He was the head. He was the one, right? And it all boils down because of fatherlessness, because of feminism, because of the sexual revolution in the 60s, and you have fatherlessness and you have all these things. The women take the role or usurp authority, and a man continues in their passivity, and it become effeminate. So they run away from responsibility, which is an effeminate trait, right? Run away from responsibility, don't want to take care of anything, don't want to gather, don't want to be the Lord's God called them to be, don't want to have dominion, don't want to be wise, don't want to be all these things that men need to be godly men. They run away from, and because of that, the women just step into the role. Feminism would not work if we had a godly patriarchy that we were submitting to. Feminism would not be a thing if men were to do what God told them to do. So the reason why we have men without chest and female superheroes, and I dig some female superheroes, like, the reason why we have that is because men are okay with it. We're okay with the woman, like Bill Whittle said, the woman, the 100-pound woman, picking a 200-pound sword up and fighting an ogre. We'd like to see that happen. That's why we don't put them in armor. You notice in the video games, they never have real armor. They have some sort of swimming suit. But all the guys have armor from head to toe, but the women have swimming suits. Wonder Woman has a swimming suit. Black Widow wears leather. It's all these things, right? Because we're sitting back and we're being tyrants and letting the women fight our battles. That's why there's women on the front line in the military. That's why there's women trying to make it into the Navy SEALs. That's why that's all happening, because men are just sitting back and becoming tyrants, doing the same thing Adam did in a garden, just watching and not intervening. Just, well, I want to see what happens when this woman takes this gun and shoots. I want to see how she looks in a uniform. I want to see how she, and experimenting on women, being a tyrant that way, being tyrannical. But I'm going to read this quote again. No, I'm going to read what God told Adam, right? He said to Adam, because you listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten the tree which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Curse is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat plants of the field, and by the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground, for out of the ground you were taken, and for you are dust, and dust you shall return. Because you listen to your wife, because you sat back and just watched things happen instead of taking responsibility and taking control and at least stepping in and say, no, God didn't say that. This is our responsibility, man. This is what we're supposed to do, man. Regardless of how the much hissy fits, regardless of what's going on emotionally, regardless of all the tears and all that, we are called to lead. We are called to lead. Leading is our service. Leading is our service. I'm so sick of the servant leader stuff, because servant leader ends up turning to ask your wife what she wants and then give it to her. No, we are called to lead. Leading our family is the service. So because of that, we end up with man without chest and female superheroes. And I read the quote again. We make men without chest and expect them. And expect from them virtue and enterprise. We laugh at honor and are shocked to find traitors in our midst. And that's all I got to say about that, heroes. Until next time, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, and be strong out there.